Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. From LVL Milan.
Let's watch.
Here we go again. Back at it. Picture pile up right around the corner. How you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm ready to putt tonight.
Dude, you gotta lower the brightness on your shit. This is video putt. You look like a fucking camera flash. You look like fucking what's his name on Watford.
How's this?
You look incredible now. No. Too soon. What's the guy on Watford?
Well, he is.
Thank you.
Never forget.
So what's up, brother? How'd you do this week?
Got 51 points, you know, no big deal. Captained, outscored vice captain, so that's a success. Didn't hit average, true. Not a success. You know, some good, some bad, you know, más o menos.
Más o menos.
Come see, come saw, as they say.
Yeah.
Lamptey, Target, Grealish started me off real strong there. And it was all medium hill from there. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, zero from bro? Three is pretty incredible. Technically four because you have Keenan buried on your bench.
Well, we don't have to mention that. But yeah, the zero from three kicking me off on the weekend was rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything's fine. We're having fun. We're playing the game. And it's just that's what's going on here.
So Dallas is second on your bench of the five-pointer.
Yeah. So what? No big deal.
We need to drastically change our Arsenal evaluation to being...
Well, let's hold on. Hang,
just no, I mean...
Hang on. That's, how'd you do this week?
It's a thing.
I know, but we're going to... You're taking off the... You know what I'm saying. Do you need me to do a little bit of this?
It's fine. Oh, God. I can't even look at you.
Minus 8.
Yeah. So I got 50, but I took a minus 8. So putrid 42. You know, big,
you know,
a fat red arrow for me. I'm catching up to you in the wrong direction, but I'm catching up to you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Everything falls at the same speed, right? I don't know.
No. That's not right.
Well, in a vacuum, they do, you know, but there's air interference here. But, yeah, game week rank 4.9 mil, down 600K, 2.7 mil overall. Really bad. I mean, DCL 13, Bruno 11. Well, I should say I brought in Bruno Kilman Kev for Mo Trent Foden. I actually netted 6 points there, which is kind of funny because...
With the eight.
I netted
wow,
six.
Wow, okay.
Yeah because I think we said one and then neither of my other guys played.
Yeah. Okay.
So DCL 13, Bruno 11, Conte 8, bailed me out hardcore. But then I had 2 1-pointers, including Captain Jack. I had 3 2-pointers and I had a 0-pointer in
Diaz. It wasn't even Target.
So it's actually my most expensive premium defender. So jokes on me. You know,
it was kind of that weekend of what could have been on the other side of the coin, right? Like if Jesus doesn't block Kevin's goal.
Oh my God.
Werner did things and James did things.
Yeah,
and
Werner could have hauled. Jack really should have had a return in that first half. Even Jack just an assist. Like not even, I'm not even being
Jack
greedy.
Villa, we'll get there. All right. So the weekend's in the books. It was just another one, you know.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Okay.
We are who we are. shout out to MLBL Prize Lisa's Mug League. The leaders for November so far, Corbin, a.k.a. Chill FC, Jonathan Hanks, a.k.a. Bloke FC, and Nemanja Veletic with his team name, never pick Sterling. Okay?
Oh, and,
yeah, really.
Personal attack.
Really
who is
to
that?
See that. Nemanja Veletic.
Is that the public league?
No, he's third place in the mug league.
Okay, so we'll just ban him. Whoever gets fourth place gets.
They'll
the
just thing. Send him the third place mug. If he wins, it'll just be Raz, little Raz emojis all over it. Honestly, shout out to the leader of the FMLVL Public League, Henrik Wilkins, aka Wilkins at the wheel. Good job by you. All right, bro. Somewhere you want to begin? I mean,
there's a lot to talk about, you know? A lot of fun things, I think, this weekend. But you I think, teased a little bit with Arsenal. You know, well, so this was the thing, right? We've been talking about behind the scenes. How can we upside down our pod a little bit? Because there's fucking 75 pods and, you know, we're bad at the game. But what we're good at is evaluating the game. Yeah, evaluating
we're
IRL
bad at managing
games.
Our teams. Fine. We're good That's at, what I, like, seeing the things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you listen to this pod, that pod, this thing over here, thing over there. Everyone talks about, like, oh, our city, good. Are they going to be good in the upcoming fit? It's like, okay, cool.
Sneak preview like, to half of our questions.
Whatever. It's okay. Like, you know, we're not obviously the kind of guys that dissect the table and say, well, when Rodri played, then now he doesn't this and that. You know, it's like, okay, cool, guys. Like, you can find that elsewhere. But we're talking about trying to find some, well, like, lesser heralded storylines, and I think we both were talking about Arsenal a lot and just looking at them and gravitating towards, like, what are they? What do we make of them?
I think part of this comes from the fact that, well, Peacock has drastically changed our viewing experience as
Peacock
COVID.
Farrell, Pope's backup?
Yeah, exactly. So it's, and now all the matches are separately, you know, there's no overlapping matches anymore, so we watch 20 hours of football every week. And
I haven't watched less than 8 games a week since the season
literally
started.
So 16 hours minimum a week. It's fucking bonkers. And
we've never been doing worse at FPL.
Oh yeah. Horrible.
That's good.
But
that's
we a good watch correlation. A lot together, which is something that we've never done because we're streaming and we're behind, and so we just talk to each other. And so I think we like find ourselves like, we talk about shit while we're watching, and this was something that we were talking about. So what I was going to say is,
go ahead.
With Dallas, right, I think both of us see Arsenal fixture and we're like, okay, yeah, bench, you know, and with all your other guys, second on the bench
at
that.
It's the historical.
Yeah. They have a lot of really good players still, and we both kind of like Arteta, and it's like, it makes sense. We see the red, and we're like, Arsenal, Arscast. But they're now one of the most bankable clean sheets in the league. They haven't scored an open play since game week 5, I think, or 4, maybe. And since that time, the bottom 5 teams in the league in non-penalty XG in order are West Brom, Newcastle, Sheffield United, Arsenal, and Burnley. And
should be viewed in that light, and unless shown otherwise, right? And, you know, I think it's an interesting case because, like you mentioned, they do have good names, you know, names on paper that shouldn't be scoring one goal in 7 matches in open play in the Premier League. But, you know, sort of similar when I got Leno in, right, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about that, and it's watching how Arteta sets them up to defend first, clean sheet first, you know, points, goals second or third or fourth. I don't know where they are in the list. But, you know, you like the defense there because he's got, you know, they're playing more reserve. They're playing with 2 or 3 DMs or 2 or 3 center backs sometimes. Like, they're playing with the extra defender there. And
again, good players. Good DMs, good players. Good defenders, good goalkeeper.
Elneny iffy, but Partey in, you know, he does a job, and you know, Ceballos and, you know, Shaq, you know, they're just defensive. They're a defensive team. And we kind of talked about Atletico Madrid kind of mold of, you know, attacking with 2 or 3, and that's gonna get them out of jail, and they're gonna win a lot of 1-0s and 2-1s, and that's kind of what I was thinking that he was trying to get them going towards. The striker position is a huge problem. You know, I mean, we've been watching Laka. He's been putting up really bad performances for his past handful of starts. And the team he played against Leeds, we were both really excited about, right? He's got like finally not too many defenders. Obs down the middle, like your best goal scorer playing in a position where he could actually score goals, you know, playing with a couple wingers and all this and that. And, you know, the red card kind of puts it upside down. Yeah. But even before, though, right, the first half, they had no shots on target and they didn't create anything. And it was just like, what is happening? It's so like he puts Willock in for his first fucking minutes in the Premier League. Like, that's, you know, it's and Saka on the bench, right? It's still very disjointed, but
Saka, who had their by far best chance of the game with that world-class pass from Bellerin.
Right. I still feel, though, I mean, if this is a sign of things to come, Obbs at, he's now 11-6. If he's going to start playing in the middle, I think he's a pick. I still, I honestly, I believe that because...
I mean, yeah, he had 3 shots, which is more than he's had, like, basically the rest of the season combined. It's like,
and I mean, there was the pen that wasn't given that looked pretty good.
Right, right.
A pretty good pen shot. Yeah, the handball. I understand he's very expensive, right? But this is, you know, we're not buying, you know, yesterday's points. Like, you know, just because Kane has fucking 70 points this year doesn't mean he's going to get 70 points in the next 7 games. But if Obbs is an out of position, on pens, really good player, like if they do start to click a little bit, I don't think that he should be completely written off. I think that that's something to just remember, that he's there and exists, because... Yeah. Playing striker, right? I mean, give me one. If they have one good game where he's striker and he scores or whatever, like that's interesting again.
Right. Yeah. Wolves.
The fixtures aren't great.
Yeah, but like, you know, Wolves haven't been great either. He could, if he shoots 4 times and gets a goal or something, plays down the middle, it's like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little bit interested in Obbs, honestly. I am.
Right. I need to see it before I get interested.
You want to see it, yeah. So the other thing we were talking about, too, is Martinelli, right? Like, Martinelli came back. So Avi Pepe is going to be on the naughty step for a while. And Saka, Willian was also diabolical before he got subbed with a quote-unquote muscle injury. I don't know what that was, but he was so bad in the first half. But Martinelli came back into training, and he's a player that I think we both like a lot, right?
Is he's
a
4-9 mid. He's not even in the game, is he?
Yeah, he's on the second pitch because they have so many players. But he's got a freaking
4-9 mid.
He's with Guendouzi and Smith Rowe on the second page of the Arsenal.
Love that.
He's a player, right? Like, he came in last year and he played a couple games as striker. Yeah. Like, he scored a couple goals and a couple... He had, like, a couple starts and scored both.
That Chelsea goal where he ran the full length of the pitch.
Yeah. He's a good player. You know, he's a good player. And as these flags mount, red cards mount, bad performances mount, the names get thinner. And Martinelli's just interesting to me. I feel like he's a really interesting, good player. Yep. And he could be a good actual FPL pick, I think.
I think so, too.
I just think... And the defense is still good, you know?
Yeah, like, I think they're really good. They're all still good picks, yeah.
They got bailed out by the post a few times, but...
But Leeds are also very explosive and hard to clean.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It's just... I guess it's... The thing with Arsenal, it's I mean, we're kind of talking out of two sides of our mouth because we're like, yeah, they're the worst fucking attack ever. And I'm like, yeah, you should not forget about their 11-6 attack.
No, but that makes sense. They're the worst attack now.
Now.
But we know that... we know who Aubameyang is and what they could be.
He scores 20 goals
be,
every year.
What they could be. So it's just worth keeping
an
eye on.
Yeah. He scores 20... He's... Every fucking year.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with Arsenal, right? Is an interesting thing to me in the you know, FPL community, whatever the fuck it thing is, right? No one talks about Arsenal all year, really, right? After game week 2, well, Arsenal's been like redheaded stepchild. Like, they kind of bad, kind of good.
They're kind
of bad.
Yeah.
We don't know what to make of them, whatever. But I don't know. I just think that they're interesting. You know, I think they're just an interesting outfit.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is definitely being overlooked, which is good now. Like, the attack is maybe, but the defense is good now. I mean, Bellerin gets Max Bones. He was really, really good. Gabriel looks really good. Tierney's, I don't know what Tierney is, but Leno's good. You know, they have picks there.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And I mean, Saka's, he's dropped down to 5-3, right?
Yeah, but
it's getting in
defensive.
But yeah, that we have to know. But it's getting in defense, right, with Pepe. Like, okay, he's obviously with the record. But even like Willian, he hasn't played well since like game week 2. What are they doing?
The same. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have any more international breaks. So Saka, right, is clearly should be in the 11.
Yeah, he played. Nate was saying what he played like full 90s for both England matches or something like that.
And
probably just needed a rest. So
yeah, but he's also someone to, you know, not to forget, because I mean, 5-3 is really cheap. He's really good. He's fucking really good.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we were talking about preseason. I thought he was going to come in at 6.
Yeah,
and you know,
he came
consistently
on, he had the best chance to score and created the second best chance.
With 10 men. With 10 men.
So,
yeah,
that's his quality right there.
He's also ranked 18th on the threat in the ICT rank for midfielders. 18th.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to question ICT, but how could he be ranked 18th?
He's 18th. Because, you know, threat is, according to FPL page. Yeah,
define threat.
Yeah, let me define threat. Threat gauges players who are most likely to score goals. Most likely to score goals. That's what the threat means.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So he's 18th, you know. Well, so most likely to score goals.
That's FPL, a really good pick.
Doing our job for us. Don't know what it means in terms of the statistical analysis, like what they statistically look at, but it means that he's the 18th most likely midfielder to score goals. That's pretty good.
Wow, there are some bargains if you sort by threat. And Trezeguet is pretty high up there. He's only 5'3". Very threatening.
How threatening?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th. He's a top 10 threat at 5'3".
Top
He's
10
more threatening
threat?
Than Kevin, Bruno, Jota.
Trezeguet, yeah. So let's talk about Trezeguet next.
It's kind of something we've been thinking about for a while. Oh my god, ICT is the best.
ICT is so good.
It's so good.
I think. Do you think that they
Jack
they
Harrison,
make up this
fifth most creative midfielder in the game?
Jack Harrison?
Yeah. Jack Harrison.
Jack Harrison. And
Kearney,
you know,
seventh. Unreal. Kearney,
seven.
Yeah.
I think that FPL, they make the things, like they make all this up. Obviously, they don't tell you what it means. It's to give us content, I think.
It means
Should we
really
send them some thank you letters?
It'd be really funny to make the best ICT team. Like, the just get all IC, these yeah. guys in by purely by ICT. It would just be the worst team ever created.
It'd
and
be great.
Just send it to, just tweet it at official appeal every week. ICT team scored 11 points this week. thanks so much. ICT bargain bin. Fucking hell.
Oh my god.
All right, you ready to talk about some shit?
Yeah.
So there were all those Man City questions that you asked. It is definitely something that we need to consider. So Jack said, is it too early to triple up on City? So Jack doesn't give a fuck about how they look. He's trying to triple up. He said, they dominate, but they don't really create enough. Max said, would you go with former fixtures when considering bringing in City Premium for Burnley? Kamiya, at what point do we reevaluate our confidence in City? And Dadlad, do we trust City's fixture run to outscore Spurs' attack in this form?
Ooh.
Wasn't pretty.
I need to look at find who's the ICT threat here. We got to.
What, on City?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know what this number means.
Okay, so.
Is that how threatening? Okay.
Not great.
I mean, yeah, they got fucking shut
they
the
got
hell
absolutely,
down.
Absolutely done by yeah. Mu. Yeah. Mu just
they
fucking
got
put Pep over his little knee and smashed him
they
around.
They just blocked
with
every fucking shot.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's a
what
tough
do you
one
to
hear this. You know, this is the kind of thing that my historical, I mean, I don't know if it's going to get in the way with it, but you give me some home bankers for City, and I understand that they haven't scored more than one goal in the league since fucking October. But I see the sky blue. I look at the names, and I'm like, oof, just give me as many as I can take, baby.
Right.
Like, I want to put as many of them in and around my mouth as I can. And I don't give a shit, honestly. I mean, I don't care about the narrative. I don't care about the performances to date. I'm willing to gamble on it. Like, I'm willing to put the money in looking at, you know, home Burnley, home Fulham, home West Brom, home Newcastle for the next six. Like, give me as many City players as I could fit in my fucking team. And then we'll talk in January, you know? And that's honestly, that's how I'm looking at it.
Right? It's like, so since, you know, I think this is game week 5, we were just talking about Arsenal. They have one goal and fourth lowest non-penalty XG. And eye test, City hasn't been like that much better. They create a bit more, but it's been disappointing. They only have four goals, right?
Yeah.
But that's where I like XG. They're the fifth highest, actually, non-penalty XG. Like, they're actually regularly creating shit and
City?
Shooting a lot. City.
City, yeah.
Fifth highest since that point. You know, so
yeah.
there's something there, but it's just not clicking. I don't know. It's a matter of trust and gut feeling and trusting Pep and stuff, which I do too. It's definitely my natural reaction as well to be like the probably greatest Premier League team of all time in the last 3 years or whatever is going to revert to, you know.
Yeah. I do put a lot of stock in the striker thing, right? I mean, they haven't had a striker all year, really. They've had like 3 games with a starting striker or 4 of 9, you know, less than half of the games.
And one was That's Liverpool, a big deal. One was Spurs, and one they scored 3 goals against Wolves.
Yeah, yeah, the first game of the season, right? So, I mean, that's a big deal, you know, and the fixtures have been a little bit rough with all the international breaks, right? We don't really, it's convenient to not talk about it from an FPL perspective because it's just so annoying and obnoxious, but
it's the worst.
Every single one of their attackers travels for international breaks. There's been 3 already, right? I mean, they all go, you know, Sterling, Kevin. I mean, we know bald fraud number 2, Roberto Martinez, flogs Kevin to death for Belgium in their friendlies. Kevin goes, like Foden goes, Mahrez goes, every Raz fucking Jesus goes, Raz gets hurt. You know, every fucking player on the team leaves for 2 weeks and they come back and they still have a lot of new players. They have to like kind of figure out what's going on, you know, so
new system sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's actual. And Ferran is new and, you know, you know, the other thing too with Mahrez and Bill, that's a concern more than anything because they are both horrible every fucking game I've seen them play. And there's no depth there. Like they need to get at least one of the two of them to snap in because they don't have much behind them to step in and pick up the slack, you know?
They need Foden and Gundo needs to be playing the other DM and Foden needs to play with the other wing or Torres.
Yeah,
you know, it needs to be. And, well, yeah. Raz was hurt, so this is an exception. But Raz, Striker, and Torres or Foden is just seems just best by far to be
when the strikers line. Have been out. Yeah,
yeah.
And I mean, you know, Dino coming back, maybe he'll come back and do some things there. But that's what you said, right? Trusting Pep, and I do. I do trust Pep, and obviously I've had Raz for fucking a long time, and it's been very bad.
Yeah.
But I still just look at the fixtures, and I look at the player, and I'm just like, these have 4 goals in them, like in a lot of these games to me, and you know, this is the same thing. You know, I mean, same with Raz. Like, talking about Raz. He goes into these Baron spells all the time. Every fucking year, he did last year.
This isn't weird.
He goes through a month or two where he just like can barely sniff, and then all of a sudden it's like 15 pointer, 9 pointer, 17 pointer, 4 point, right? And then he just all of a sudden snaps in. So that's why I know you're like, yeah, Raz to Mo, easy transfer, right? But. And I'm obviously not going to do that, but I'm just sitting with Raz and I'm just like, he's going to repay it. I know he's going to repay it.
This is definitely one of the biases that we cover with Renee and Fireside Chat.
But how many every single year I do this with Raz? I own him. I've owned him multiple times every year.
This is the Raz
experience. And I sell
him
now. Like I sell him around now and I watch him. He's bad. He's very bad. Watching him is bad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his numbers, like, oh, he's still like getting that good XG chance, whatever. But like, he looks bad. He's kind of injured. They're not creating, like, you know, whatever. And you get rid. And then all of a sudden you miss all the points and it's tough, but I'm, you know,
long story short,
City. I fucking love City, dude. I love City.
I know you do. Long story short, we both kind of believe in City. I don't know. Maybe we're blind, but
I fully believe in City.
These fixtures,
as long as Pep's at the helm,
fixtures and
I don't
these
care.
Players and Pep. Yeah, I just I just some things have to revert to some level of normalcy.
They also have
been
scoring 3+ in group for fun. Like every game, they roll in Champions League.
Oh, yeah.
And they I don't know what the fuck has happened. They can't do shit in the league. It's like, dude, they're fine. They're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Fucking love City. Let's go City. Come on, guest. I know you're listening, guest.
Oh, guest is just lubed up in oil right now, ready to go. We got some questions about defenders. Yo, Bill said, how would you rank the 5-0/5-5 defender options? Looking at Dias, Cancelo, Telles, Reece, Cresswell, Bellerin. And then Fred Neal said, you mentioned there being good 4-5 and under options on previous pod. Who are your favorites in that bracket apart from Kilman and Villa picks? Is holding an option at 4-4? I think people are still trying to figure out their back lines.
Yeah.
I
mean,
this is sort of, you know, that thing is figuring out what are the teams trying to do, right? Like, which teams are the good defenses that are playing pretty tight? West Ham definitely look like they've entered into that.
West Ham are a very good option. Like,
for sure. Yeah. Very good. Even though, you know, their fixtures are a little bit mixed bag coming up. They have Manchester United, they have at Leeds, they have Chelsea, but they're playing, you know, with fucking how many defenders? They're playing with like seven defenders a game.
Yeah.
And they're not playing with Mark Noble. That's good.
Huge.
That's just good. You know, and they're cheap as fuck. So you like that. And Palace, we're rough right now. I think you could do better than looking to Palace.
You can do better, and Burnley, who they lost 1-0 to, is a better option right there.
Yeah,
and Burnley are back to doing the Burnley shit.
That's 1,000,000%. Burnley are absolutely back and raring to storm up the table to 15th place.
Raring to break up midfield and kick long balls.
15th place is waiting for Burnley. And, you know, you have a player like Charlie Taylor going down in price after he gets two clean sheets.
Did he actually drop today?
1,000,000% he dropped. How could he not drop after he started every game all season?
What planet are we
on? Two cleans on the bounce with bonus points in both.
8 and 7 and
absolutely
drops.
He drops. Absolutely.
Kevin, no question. At -20% went up.
Rise
one.
Of 1,000,000%. That's so, good. I mean, they play
City. I forgot
to
mention that in the My Team section. Just a little cheeky little Kev price rise when he's -20% on the algorithm sites. That gets me out of Balbuena, who keeps it clean, and I have to get fucking Max Kilman.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Go on.
No, that's good. No, I was just with Burnley, right? Like, they're at City, which isn't great, but home Everton also not great. Fixtures, like, blah, 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 blah. But they're doing the thing again. Once they got me and Tarko back, they've just looked back to, you know, mid-season peak Burnley, Deitch things. And
this is keeping the precog thing. This was your thing.
Yeah.
Was Burnley and Palace. They keep double-digit cleans every year. Bankable against the bad teams.
And this is
you
what
don't
we're seeing,
right? You
want
to start them at City, Everton, even Villa, bad. But can they clean Arsenal? Can they clean Wolves? Sheffield United, Fulham? Those are also on the horizon. Those are good shouts. Yeah.
Yeah. And we see them like West Brom, Brighton, Palace, three cleans. Yeah. Like that's what you target.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. And they have Lowton 4-4, a little bit questionable with Bardsley back. You don't know if he's going to keep his spot. He also like looks not good. Taylor at 4-4 is...
He's the guy.
Guy in the game? Like 4-5 guy, I think?
God, imagine if he went down when I needed him.
No, it's not for you.
Couldn't go down for me.
I mean, you could double here. I mean, even 4-9 me, you know, I don't hate that if it rotates well.
Yeah.
They're doing what they always do, and you don't have to go fashionable and fancy.
They are who we thought they were.
Yeah, they're going to be doing the cleans against the bad teams like they always do. Yeah. I mean, Pope's playing really well again. Yeah, they look really good. So what else do you see in defense here?
Well, Kilman shouldn't be ignored. I know he's
4-3.
He's not a hot, unknown, you know, 4-0 guy anymore, but there's still a good defense. You know, Southampton was always going to be a tough match. He's 4-3. Yeah. They have really bad fixtures, but again, the good ones are cleanable. And they're a good defense. Then they set up to clean, and they look good today.
No, I like that show. I think Villa defense is an actual trap.
Yeah, I have a hard time.
I just think it's a trap. It's a complete trap.
Just because of like their style, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about this, right? I mean, they still have the really good fixtures on the horizon, and maybe they'll keep a couple.
I'm starting them like indefinitely.
For sure. Until Chelsea and, you know, Chris, a little after Christmas, they have cleanable, on paper, cleanable fixtures for the next six.
Yeah.
West Ham, whatever, North Alyssa, but when we watch the Brighton game, right? It's just what are they doing? You know, that's when I watch them. I'm just what are they doing? They're just kind of all over the shop, and they don't park. You know, they don't set up to defend. Right. They don't get compact. They don't get tight. They do like a lot of last ditch kind of stuff. And you know, whether they're in the 4-4-2 or whatever 4-3-3, like Mings and Kansa, I feel like that's the kind of thing that bails them out of trouble a lot, because they've both been like really good, right? And Emmy's really good, and they have individual players that are very good.
Yeah.
But as the team, when I watch them, I just don't feel like the clean's coming. I'm concerned.
I just still think they're good as a team. And if you look back in the games that they did clean, they're cleaning the bad teams. And that's all you can ask for. You know, they clean Sheffield, they clean Fulham.
Arsenal.
Then they clean Leicester, then Arsenal, and then, you know, some of these games coming up.
Yeah.
Home Newcastle at Wolves, home Burnley at West Brom, home Palace.
I'm still not buying. I'm not, even though they have good fixtures for the next handful, like, I'm not buying that right now. Okay. You know, I mean, a lot of people are stuck, right? Pretty much everyone's got Emmy, and a lot of people have a defender, right? Have a concert or target or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I'm watching West Ham, I'm watching Burnley, I'm watching these teams that are similarly priced who just fucking set up to clean, you know?
Yeah. What about the 5 to 5.5 options that Yo Bills was talking about? Because I guess not everyone can get to Chilwell, or everyone already has Chilwell. So who's the next tier of guy that you like?
Well, we were talking about James a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's like ridiculous now that he's just snailed, but he is. And he's a really good pick.
Yeah,
I think he's like a triple up of Chelsea is very real. A Chilwell, Reese, or Chilwell, Mendy, and Timo, or something, or even Ziyech. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think, James, it looks like, I don't think we can keep saying, you know, Aspil's going to come back in kind of a thing.
Yeah,
they're just playing James, and I guess they just have enough steel in midfield that he's okay playing two really attacking fullbacks, and their balance is, he's finding the balance, and he looks good. James looks good. Bellerin's been playing well. He was a little ropey last game, but he almost had a goal Leeds? Right, I thought he had a couple bad like defensive moments.
I remember him being really good, but maybe I'm just remembering the attacking moments because he created the best chance and everything. But I still like City too. I mean, we were just talking about their attack. We didn't talk about their defense, which is still good. I mean, they barely allowed anything versus Spurs, and they have a lot of good fixtures coming up. So
yeah, Cancelo, I still like.
Yeah.
Tell us. I mean, Southampton. Tell us. Yeah, you think that's a pick? 5-5.
He took corners and some other stuff, and he should get some points, but...
They should have conceded. I mean, that's the thing is, I mean...
They're not as good defensively as these other teams. Yeah,
they play the worst team in the league. It's just, if you attack the center backs, they concede every game. I mean, they were very lucky to keep the clean sheet against West Brom. They shouldn't have done unbalanced to me.
Yeah, their underlines are amazing, but we know how that goes with Manchester United, so...
Southampton, you know, they're still a good team, right? I mean, they were a little ropey today against Wolves. You know, the goal conceded was fine, but they're still, like you're talking about the Villa situation. I feel similarly about Southampton, like a little more confident that they're going to keep it clean than Villa. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, in like a similar fixture.
In the easy matches against
the bad team. I just feel like they have more... like Naus or something, like they like Doug Luiz and then a bunch of banter and you know the Barkley, we didn't talk about that, but that, I mean, that's an actual issue for them. But Southampton, they keep doing the same thing every week, right? I mean, they come out and they attack, but they don't. I mean, McCarthy's been good and shot stopping, and they have a lot of cleans already. They have fucking four cleans. I know.
I mean, they basically have like the same record as Villa in terms of like. They cleaned, who they cleaned? They cleaned Burnley, West Brom, Everton without their players, and Newcastle.
The team. Yeah,
same you know, and situation. Then the other games they concede a fucking lot, you know?
Yeah.
They get destroyed.
They were really close today to the clean, to be fair. I know McCarthy
made some good
saves.
It would have been really lucky, though.
It would have been lucky, but... Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably similar. I don't know. I don't know why I'm hating Villa today. You're right.
All right, that's a lot of defender stuff, but yeah, I think that's good. Anything else you want to focus on, or should I just run through some questions here?
One other thing too. I think Matip's like, you know, he's not hurt. Yeah. 5-4. You know, he's got genuine goal threat.
You know, if you want to talk about our weaknesses in FPL. Liverpool is just the biggest blind spot for me ever. Because I just have like these nerves. Again, I think it's built up from having cheered for the worst fucking American sports teams ever for the first, you know, 30 years of my life or whatever, 28 years of my life before I started liking Liverpool. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, nervous, Leicester, tough. Like, we're missing this, missing six first teamers or whatever. And just like, I mean, what was it? That was it's like not even a game. That was a training routine, like, destruction.
I told you.
Yeah, I know you did. But yeah, I mean, Matip, in my head, I'm like, oh, he's going to get hurt, like, rolling my eyes. I don't know. I don't trust it. But like, I just total blind spot. I just like shouldn't even have an opinion there.
The fixtures are really good. I mean, the clean sheet perspective fixtures. I mean, even Rabo, it is still a tough one with the 7-1, you know, without Trent, with the midfield, little, you know, but you have him. You're just obviously, if you still have him, you're in the view of just holding him forever. I mean, buying him is a little bit iffy to tip that, but Brighton, Wolves, Fulham, because
you can't
Spurs,
buy him over
Palace.
Chilwell at this point, right? And then it's like, who's having Chilwell and Rabo right now?
Not a lot of teams, but you know, Brighton, Wolves, Fulham, Spurs, Palace, West Brom, Newcastle. I mean, that's a pretty good run here for cleans, and
then Southampton, Burnley too. I mean, Southampton's bad, but Burnley too.
And I mean, they honestly did set up really tight. You know, I mean, Leicester were obviously bad because they're a bad team, but they set up pretty tight, and they didn't take too many chances. And you know, Leicester had one Barnes chance, really was about it. And Matip's he's really good on corners, dude. He's like a really threatening, dangerous player on indirect set pieces.
He's really good. Period. He's a very underrated player. Yeah.
I mean, at 5'4", I feel like it's a little bit iffy to pick him over, you know, a City guy, because it's just you know, the City guys and the injury record also. But I think you have to consider him at least.
Yeah. No, he should be in this conversation for sure. Yeah. No, it's a good show. It's a good show. None of the, since Fab is back and Milner started right back, unfortunately, there's no like Nico Williams 3-9 option. Yeah, but that was in play a little bit, but not really. So, we actually did get a couple Liverpool questions. Might as well do them. They're just both Jota. Pete said, we were all over Foden as a 6-5 City attacker. Should we be considering Jota and over City attackers, cheap and in much better form? And LR said, Jota, are we there yet? I feel kind of smug and right about my take on Jota whenever it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when I said, like, we should think about him like a Foden type, because anytime he starts, he looks very likely to get points. And anytime he doesn't start, he could sub on for, you know, anywhere between 0 to 30 minutes and also get points. And fuck, he's so good. He's so good. Like, he's becoming undroppable, you know? And they've already started one or two games, I think two, with one in the league, one in the Champions League, of all four guys, you know? So I think he is a real option and should be considered how we thought of Jota before the season started, you know?
Yeah, good player, good pick. I don't know. I honestly don't have much there. He doesn't do much for me in this current situation, but,
yeah,
you know, 6-6.
Scores tons of points.
Yeah, 6-6, fine. You know, go for it. I don't know. I'm not there, honestly. I'm not really there with Jota. I'm not sure why exactly. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, I've watched every single Liverpool game all season.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he looks good. You know, he's just a good player, but I don't know.
A lover scorned.
Yeah.
Former Jota.
Yeah, I mean, I started.
So former Wolves Jota owner.
I mean, I started with him in my fucking game week one team, and he gets bombed out and transferred, and I have to, you know, tail between my legs. You know, obviously, I love the player. I fucking started the game with him.
I know,
he was like 1% owned. No one had him, you know? So,
yeah.
But the thing on the Liverpool team still is, you know, I still feel like their best team is without him. You know, to me, my first choice 11 is that 4-3-3, and he's just on the bench. So, I know they have a lot of really bad fixtures, and they have a lot of games, period. So they're going to be doing the minutes, rotation, the blah, 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 the things, you know? So, you know, 6-6, it's fine.
And
fine,
he kind of played pop. Mid. Like, it was, we talked about this with Arsenal, right? Like, the difference between, like, a 4-2-3-1 and a 4-3-3.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that much.
Yeah.
And, like,
The thing, I guess, also that I'm thinking about too is that, you know, that the defense is bad, right? They're playing with, you know, bubblegum over things that they need. You know, everyone's hurt and shit. So Mo's back next week, right? Is he really going to be running out these four actual Uber attackers where, you know, okay, Bob drops in, Amani's good defensive work rate, but is he going to put them up with, you know, fucking two midfielders in front of, you know, the makeshift defense? I don't see that.
I think we have evidence that Liverpool, like Liverpool and City, have similar problems, and Pep's,
it's all out attack.
Well, they have similar problems, yeah, but the solutions are exact opposite, right? Pep's solution is go ultra conservative and control the game and try and just 1-0 or 2-0 every game. And Klopp's approach is just, we're going to score 3 or 4 every game.
If that's the case, then yeah, Jota is great.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. I'm still reticent about him, but
yeah, it's fine.
Maybe it's just this. I mean, this has definitely been a bandwagon taking off this week, right? He scored a goal against Leicester. He should have had at least an assist and or a goal more, right? Yeah. I mean, he was in and around a lot more than just the goal he scored. So, I mean, the bandwagon's certainly taking off, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. For sure. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the thing to do. Fuck. What do you? I mean, I don't know. I honestly haven't thought that much about it until right now.
I mean, we should talk about him in perspective with the other guys, right? I would still take Jack over him. Yeah. A fit Zaha playing striker, nailed every game. I would still take over him. And then you get into the little more like the assist guys who like James, Ziyech. Who else is even in there? And I don't know, it just seems like, all right, well, he's going to get a lot of 8 and 9 pointers that are really valuable. He's also going to get some 1 pointers for just subbing on for 10 minutes or whatever. But he seems like you can kind of hold him long term and he'll just return a lot of points. That's what it seems like to me.
I feel like I need a Mo or Mane actual injury before I want him.
Well, that's like almost different. That, like, Mo or Mane got injured, I feel like Jota would be, like, emergency transfer in. Like, I'd be freaking out to get him, you know? That's, like, a different scenario. I think he can be a glue guy hold for the whole season with the amount of rotation and minutes that he's been playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's played, what, 400 minutes and 7 matches, you know?
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, he has 2 goals off the bench in 3 of his bench appearances, which is definitely not sustainable.
It's not, but this is what we were saying with Mahrez and Foden, right? It's just
flattering. I feel like it's just flattery. It's a little bit flattering.
This is exactly what we were saying with Mahrez and Foden.
Yeah.
It looks exact good, same thing. He played in a conservative 3-5-2, and now he's on Liverpool. Yeah. You know,
All right. So it's fine. Fine pick.
Yeah, he's good. A couple of Leicester questions, actually. So Neil said thoughts on Leicester. What?
You can take him.
Thoughts on Leicester defenders. Castagne seems close to fit. Walsh's fade from last season. Pereira should be back in the next few weeks. Do we wait and see or try and get on them before everyone else? And then G Bab said, Leicester was a shell of a team versus Poole, but lots of players coming back fit. Positive impact on Vardy, or does it even matter with him in the upcoming fixtures? So, really, short term, they have really, really good fixtures. They have home Fulham, at Sheffield, home Brighton, home Everton, who just concede minimum 2 goals per game. The defense has been good, but yeah, I mean, guys are supposed to be back fit soon. I wouldn't jump on, like, a Castagne. He's, like, too expensive for me to get before he actually starts a game, you know? But there's, like, a Fofana at 5-0 who looks good and is good on bones and stuff like that. It's interesting. I think they'll keep some cleans the way they play. They usually beat up on bad teams. And then, yeah, I mean, Derek just wildcarded last week, and I was the one promoting Vardy on him. I mean, Vardy could have had a goal and assist against Liverpool. That was obviously not the reason to get him, but he usually beats up on these bad teams, and I think they're going to score goals against the bad teams like they usually do. So, yeah, I think short term you want them, but then they have like Spurs, United, Palace, Newcastle, Chelsea, Southampton. That's not so good. I don't like them against good teams. So that's basically it for Leicester. You want to add anything?
Nope.
All right, let's see. Questions or something else?
No, yeah. We have more. I mean, what are we're running at 45 or so.
Yeah, we're good. There's not that many questions.
Okay.
Jack said, is Man United defense an option with Juan and Telles to go options? To go-to options? I mean, so we kind of mentioned Telles. No,
I don't understand it. You know, it's just because
the thing
people
is,
like
I think
them.
They're okay, but I think there's better options just across the board. You know what I mean? Does that even make sense?
I don't
sense?
Think they're okay. I think they're bad. Like, I think that the center backs, every single game, they give up big chances. Like, every game. And I know, okay, a lot of teams do, but West Brom are horrible, and they were down their throats. I mean, they should have scored. You know, they should have scored.
And the pen.
Yeah, and the pen that was given and the knock. It was just, what have they shown this season that they're a good defense? Like, I haven't seen an actual single shred of it, you know? They're just,
yeah,
they're imbalanced and they're just a mess. I don't really see it. You know, don't see it.
I think it's banking on, you know, last year they kept a decent amount of cleans, good underlying. They got Shaw out of the team, which is a massive upgrade.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's huge. And they have, you know, some good fixtures, sort of.
There's
I mean,
so many other teams. Like,
but
like
that's Burnley, what I was saying. Yeah, it's like, no, I think they're fine, you know, whatever. But, like, everyone else that we just mentioned
better.
Is better.
Yeah, and they all have players that are similarly or cheaper priced, right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
The only one is really Telles, because if he just, like, takes all these corners and frees and all that shit and just, like, get some random cheeky assists like that, which he probably will, then that's pretty good. But
5-5, I don't know.
Yeah.
He'd Barrick, have to be 5.
Yeah. Barrick said, Leeds have been by far the toughest team for me to read this season. How do you rate their assets? Attack, defense, both, neither. Yeah. Are they fixture-proof considering their unchanging aggressive style?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. You know, if you were to tell me I would say this during the season before the game week one, I would have shot you in the face. But not owning Bamford just seems actually diabolical to me.
It's insane.
It's not smart to not own him. Watching them play every game, he gets insane chances every game. Like, you say what you want about his finishing or like blah, 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 whatever. His movement is fantastic. You know, you watch him, how he moves around the box is really good. And all they do is flood men forward. And his engine is, it doesn't run out.
Oh, he doesn't, yeah, it's like, it's not even an engine. Yeah, he's solar powered.
Yeah.
He just flies around.
Solar power. The fixtures aren't good on paper, but we talked about this last part. We've been talking about this, right? Is that the fixtures don't really matter for Leeds because they turn every game upside down and they just fucking attack. And at 6-1,
yeah,
he's such a good pick.
The reason I've been doing all my stats on this episode from Game Week 5 is because that's after the first international break. And that's after all of the, like, ridiculous, insane results. It's, like, sort of returned to normalcy, I think, after that break of, like, a normal league with good teams and bad teams and in between. And Leeds are third in non-penalty XG since that time, behind Chelsea and then Liverpool. And number one in the entire fucking league and non-penalty XG per 90 is Bamford. Number one entirely.
He's a monster. Whatever, I'm not like a big stats person, me. And I, you know, we watch a lot of games, right? Watching the games, it's like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me even 1%.
Not at all. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're an under XG finisher if you fucking destroy the entire league and XG, you know what I mean? It's like, he just gets,
and like,
it's crazy.
You know, we're talking about like City and this and that is like, Not owning Ban. I mean, even watching them against Arsenal, right? It's like he could have braced easily in that game.
Easily. And the post is the only reason, like, he didn't. Not the keeper, I mean, and not anything else.
Yeah. And it feels like we say that every week.
Yeah.
He, like, against Palace, right? We had the offsides and he did score. Like, he could have braced that game, yeah. Right? It's getting a little bit insane there with the, and he's 6'1" is so fucking cheap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I look at my team, you know, I'm like, oh, Raz, like, ugh, like, and I have Mane, I'm like, oh my God, he's been fucking horrible. And, you know, and, but I'm still looking, I'm like, how do I not have Bamford?
How do neither of us have Bamford?
Yeah, he's, Bamford's good. I mean, the attack's good. The defense is dog. The defense is absolutely terrible. I think owning no defenders is genius. I have Dallas. I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
But I you know, Bamford just, it looks, this team, FPL, is just Bamford and no one else. No one else matters. You know, Meslier, okay, maybe if you're just trying, like, to be flair and fun.
He's the entire linchpin of everything. Everyone else is an interchangeable cog, and like, the else is mad fucking Rube Goldberg machine, and Bamf just stands alone. It's like everything goes in. He's like their DCL. It's like actually very similar, right?
Yes.
Everything just funnels, and he's fantastic literally every game.
Yeah. And it's a goal or an assist. Like, if they score, he's going to be doing it.
Yeah. I wonder what his goal involvement is. It's probably fucking ridiculous.
Fucking Bamford, dude. Never in my life would I have thought this. And we were talking about this too behind, you know, we were watching the game, and Nate was like,
Nate hates, you know, I'm Bamford.
Still, yeah, he's like, I'm still really not sold on Bamford. And I mean, did you need, what before the season, right? We're talking about Bamford. Like, are you actually joking? Like, that this is a player? He's not a player.
Oh, yeah.
But when we don't watch the championship, so we don't really know what he did last year, right? And then this year, we watch him, and we've watched like 7 or 8 Leeds games this season, and every single game, he's been fantastic. Yeah, you have to adjust to what you're seeing, and he's good. He's just a good player. You know, he's fucking a good player. And
the he's only underpriced, two forwards, and he's a good pick. With higher fantasy goal involvement are Kane and Callum. Callum, because Newcastle just don't score goals. So, you know, that's doesn't easy. Matter. Kane discount has it. Been Kane this year. And just Bamford. Yeah, it's like Bamford. Fucking hell.
Need to get Bamford somehow.
Maybe I'll Kane to Bamford and someone to Mo this week for another hit.
Seems good to me. We'll get there.
-8 every week until I get a green arrow.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it sounds like a fun game. It's like a playoff beard. Chester said, thoughts on James? Seems to be on the periphery the last few games, so.
He was fucking great against Fulham, and then he ran out of gas and got subbed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he was incredible. If you watch the game, he was incredible. You gotta watch the fucking tape, but he didn't actually create much or shoot much. He had one decent scoring chance, but he was like the key cog to their attack, and Hockey assisted both goals. So,
Leeds Burnley, you throw him out there for those two, and then you reassess.
Yeah.
I think,
At least Leeds.
Yeah, and but even Burnley, like, Burnley's a good. That's a James game, you know. That's the game that's where true. It's like, okay, they got the fucking shit house. Yeah. So I think if you have him, you give him those two, but you're probably not buying.
Yeah, you're not buying.
Yeah,
like, whatever. And then Liam, last question. Would you rather cap against Fulham or cap against Leeds?
Leeds.
Who's the best cap against team?
Leeds. I think it's Leeds, like, by a lot. You know, I think if you're a good team, when Leeds play a good team, that's the fixture I want, because. Right.
I mean, even against 10-man Arsenal, they had two good scoring moments.
Yeah. Their best scoring chances came against, like, when they were down. This is the thing, is like, we talked about with, like, Spurs, right? I mean, how in the actual fuck could we recommend not selling Sun when they have such a bad fixture, right? It's like, okay.
Yeah. We won just that because, battle.
Just because the team is playing a bad, if good team is playing bad team and they have 65-70% possession, doesn't mean that their players are going to have better chances for FPL points than when the team has 30% possession and they're playing on the counter. Like, okay, maybe the volume is higher, but the quality is lower. So, you know, that's
depending on the style of the team.
Yeah. Depending on this, but in general, right? Like, you know, that's a pendulum that swings and a spectrum that you have to judge based on the context. But when you look at Leeds, right, they're, insane. Like, they're just an insane team every single game week. It doesn't matter if they're playing West Brom or Fulham or if they're playing fucking Liverpool or City. They spread it out. They run the whole time and they are not compact and they push play. They have bad center backs. And you know, they're ready to ship five in any game. And that's what I see, you know, that, and that's the game that's dependable, right? That's a dependable game that I know that when the good team plays Leeds are going to play. They're not going to sit, they're not going to be like West Brom against Manchester United. They're not going to sit back with,
spend 10 minutes taking goal kicks. Like they're trying to press and counter and move the ball.
Right. No, that's a good point. So, I mean, those are the things. And they're similar to Southampton.
That's the comp. Look at us. Look at us.
You're bad.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. They're going to present... You're going to have opportunities. Yes. It depends on the players, the quality, the form, whatever, if they're going to take their chances or not.
Yeah.
And because it's not like... Neither team really concedes that many chances because they're good teams. But they will concede chances no matter what. By nature of their play style, and that's how the manager sets up. It's not even a negative thing.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, and I love it.
You know, I also think like Brighton are like a low key in that area as well as Southampton. You know, I just, when I see a team who's like kind of not good enough and they try and play the whole game, those are the teams that, you know, the Cities and the Liverpools fucking can rip apart and score seven against. But when they play West Brom or they, you know, they play fucking Newcastle and Burnley who just park with 4-5-1 the whole game, two deep banks, you know, they're scoring two at best, right?
Yeah, like so, sometimes it's five, but things have to like... In an early goal and a meltdown and, you know, fucking drink water needs to play for Burnley and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
And, you know, or like a Sheffield United, you know, and sometimes, sure, you look at West Brom and the players are individually bad. So even though they set up like that, they still ship three and like, okay, cool. Yeah. But in general, so I think that
there's a stat called PPDA. It's passes allowed per defensive action in the opposition half. So it's the
on the FPL page with threat and ICT, but the
reason I'm bringing it up is it's basically the pressing stat. The lower number, the more you press because you don't allow passes without making a defensive action.
Okay.
Top three teams in the league: Leeds, Southampton, Brighton.
There we go.
Boom. Leeds, by the way, by far first. Like, Southampton were number one in the league last season, but just Ralph being Ralph and they're crazy, and Bielsa's just like, no. You're not crazy. I'm fucking crazy. Look at me. Okay. I'm the captain now. So it's just like, there we go. Wow, that was a lot. We did a good job, I think. Let's go to our team.
Is this a good pod?
I think it is.
I don't think we've done a good one in at least a month.
Well, Friday Night Live. My life. Well,
every single one of those are all good. Fucking amazing. But I'm saying the real pod.
Well, we haven't felt good, but I feel good this episode. Yeah, I feel good. Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
Let's go to our teams and transfers and captains and stuff. I just wanted to immediately go to caps because of what we were just talking about. Also, G Babin's cap question is. Is a Rashford cap versus Southampton crazy? They play high defense and feel like Rash could do what Timo did to them. No. I've been saying to you for a fucking week now that I've been waiting to captain Bruno.
Yeah. Like, so again, Rashford's bad. He's not a good player.
I don't agree with this. You shouldn't own him
and you shouldn't ever captain him.
That's my take
on Rashford. I think he's bad. I think he's fucking bad. I think he's bad.
He's not bad, but...
It's bad.
Yes, I've been sleeper waiting for this fixture. Not captain in the West Brom fixture, which... Yeah, I mean, Bruno deserved an assist. That pen shit, I don't even know. But the Southampton is the perfect Manchester United fixture. They are only good and explosive when the other team presses and gives them space on the counter. And Southampton exclusively do that. So that's... Yes, big yes to that.
I like the Bruno shout there, but I also do see a world where Southampton are better. They're just an actual better team. Obviously, they have a manager. Manchester United do not have a manager.
Yeah, it's huge.
I could just see Southampton just beating the fuck out of them.
I mean, that's the thing that I don't care about is like if Southampton score four, they score four. Yeah. United, like we just said, United are still going to get chances.
Okay.
You know, Bruno's still going to be finding Tony, Rash, himself, yeah, whatever.
No, I'm
one-on-one.
Yeah. No, and number one, creativity.
Who? Don't tell Bruno. Me it's Bruno. Oh, my.
And this, just to be clear, just to be clear.
Come
creativity,
on!
Creativity, it assesses player performance in terms of producing goal-scoring opportunities for other players.
Yeah, I mean, I have the armband on him right now.
That's what you want. You want
the armband on him.
If the goal scoring opportunities for other players is down to Bruno, number one.
This is it. This is the Bruno picture. Hopefully everyone captains like.
And this is, you know, Raz, this is the other
and
thing.
And I get to sneak in Bruno.
Yeah, this is the other thing that's going to differentiate us from the field is that we are taking into account. I mean, FPL, they create the game, right? Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They come up with the rules. They're fantastic. Yeah. They flawless. Let us know, you know how to play. You know, they tell us what to do. We're actually putting some stock into their extra level statistics.
You
know,
the
ICT ranks, you know. I'm not hearing that in any other podcast. I'm not reading that on any other expert level FPL analysis.
Yeah, I listen to so many FPL podcasts and I just...
Weird. Breaking the mold. And I know everyone else is going to start talking about it more because it's such a good... If I mean, he's number one on creativity.
Yeah.
Producing goal-scoring opportunities for other players. I don't need to look at XA. I don't need to know what that is. If you know what creativity is on the fucking page...
If you can read...
One,
if you're not.
You can read and you know the sequential order of numbers, then that's it. That's it. You're welcome.
Is Bamford number one in threat? Actual question. Probably is. What a god. Anyway, so yeah, that's my captain take. I'm very excited about this. Okay. I mean, three is pretty good for 6-1.
Three's pretty good.
So that's my cap. I'm also interested in Everton DCL. Versus Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. I'm on DCL. I don't have Bruno. I'm on DCL 1,000,000% this weekend. Yeah,
that's the two teams we just talked about doing all the pressing, leaving all the space. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, DCL's so good.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I don't understand how he gets so many chances from like 2 feet from goal.
Yeah.
Like it's exclusive to him. Like there's a lot of very good players in the world and in the Premier League, but none of them get consistent chances from like a foot away, a foot out.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of like also low crosses too. Yeah. Is that he makes that run to get in front of the marker like a lot, right? That's what he does, and he tries to do a little cheeky diag, like when it comes to feet that he just redirects or deflects.
It's like it's like a Giroud run, sort of. Yeah. Arsenal days Giroud.
Yeah, he knows where to go. He's just a genius. He's a good player.
Great stuff. What about your team? What transfers are you looking at?
I mean, you know, we have a lot of games this weekend coming, but I'm either looking, I don't have Mo, which is now, you know, a new problem, but I'm thinking about saving again. I guess this is like a fucking broken record on the Monday pod. Is I'm always
you're always
to save.
Saving. Yeah, you're always
save
saving.
Merchant. But defense is a little bit problematic. I have some bad fixtures in the defense with Lamptey, red flag banned. So you know I could spaff my money on Cancelo and get him in for Dallas.
Can you get Chilwell?
No, I'd have to take a hit if I won Chilwell. I don't care. I'm happy enough to root against Chilwell, like, you know, with Bruno
on,
and just
dude.
Keep plummeting. It's fine.
Come on, dude. Don't give up on me now.
But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. My team's, it looks okay. I honestly really want Bamford. Like, I feel like that's my most urgent thing is, I want to get Bamford in. Is my biggest issue right now. And I don't
thing that we don't have him. It's the actual stupidest thing.
I don't also know who to get rid of, you know, Jack, Mane, Kevin, Raz, and Son. Like I'm
Raz.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So it's kind of like Mane.
You know, you Mane like present the options, and I'm like, this one. And you're like, well, yeah, that one's off the table.
Yeah, but that's silly. So like my Mane is questionable, but I want Mo. You know, I want Bam. So I don't know. I have to think about it. I hope someone just gets fucking killed this week so I don't have to think about it. And that makes
like
my decision.
Like Champions League injury, yeah, and you're good to go.
Annihilation of someone on my team, so I don't have to think about it. But I could save, I could do a hit, I could, you know, we'll have to tune in on the My Life pod, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of in a similar boat. I think I probably should save, but I also want Mo, I also want Bamford, but my guys are basically all good. My 11 is good. My bench is two non-playing players in Zambo, which isn't good, but saving is probably best for me. I'll probably end up saving because it's just smart. Yeah. Like, I have a good cap. I have a good team. Like, I don't need to do anything.
I don't
have Bamford, but yeah.
I just love saving, you know? It feels good when you save, even when I get a red arrow.
Yeah.
You save, you're like, it doesn't matter. I'm so smart. I saved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's like you're banking all this value to later go up.
Yeah. And then, you know, the value doesn't matter when your players are minus 20 to rise and they rise anyway. You're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Fucking game.
Yeah, good game.
There are no Patreon anus laps, no new signups this week. First week of the season. Early. It came early this year. Christmas came
first
early.
First week of the season, no signups. Yeah. I'm sure people are just deleting left and right. We're like, holy shit, we're hemorrhaging.
Probably.
So do we need to start getting Manscaped ads and shit? It looks
we
like
probably
we're
need
that way
to start getting good players, but I don't, you know, if that's what you're here for, you've come to the wrong pod.
Good players. I was talking about making money. Are you talking about your team?
Yeah, I mean, like doing well in FPL, you know?
I mean, that's not possible, though. You're
no, I mean, we could get Chilwell and Bamford and Captain Bruno and like that kind of shit.
There are other pods for that, we choose not to.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Yeah. But we could also sell fucking ball hair ads and waxing ads for...
Right. Yeah, we could look into that.
So as we get worse and more people delete their things, then our ex-sponsorship chances go up.
Yeah, actual.
Okay.
Direct correlation.
All right.
That's basically it, dude. Any last words?
That was a good debate.
Check those out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers.